Good afternoon, Tufts. 91.5, freeform, educational radio. It's a great Tuesday. A nice Tuesday. A warm Tuesday. And for a late October day, there won't be many left, so I'm happy that it's warm. Cool. This is Under a Rock. I'm Charlie Cloud. Back again. I'm gonna start off with Steely Dan. So, enjoy.
Just
That was Big Star, September Girls. A few weeks ago, or maybe it was last year actually, I was in here ranting about how much I didn't like Big Star. But I listened to some other songs, like that one again, and maybe I'm coming over that. I like that. I still don't like many of the other ones, but I like that one. Yeah, and before that was Steely Dan, Only a Fool Would Say That, off of Can't Buy a Thrill. I almost missed, coming back to the mic, because this new chair they have in the studio really reclines back, and I almost fell asleep. Yeah, and I took a nap this morning, too, so I'm really tired, I guess. Next, I have, speaking about the past again, last week, I played a Beatles outtake, and I have here, a George Harrison early take, not an outtake, but like a demo of, My Sweet Lord, which I thought was pretty cool. So I'm gonna do that again and play this, and then after that is The Mamas and the Papas, not California Dreamin', a different song, you'll see. Yeah, so...
My Sweet Lord.
My sweet Lord, really Snow Queen of Texas left Paris in a cloud of smoke. They say she may be beaten, but I know that she's not broke. She's living in a cool green farmhouse. If you go to Houston, be quiet as a mouse.
Met her man in Beirut.
Mamas and the Papas. Snow Queen of Texas. Snow Queen of Texas. Yeah. My second favorite Mamas and the Papas song. Next up, we have Buffalo Springfield, which I'm kind of unfamiliar with. Buffalo Springfield, Pretty Girl Why, which I listened to a bit coming here. It's one of those new songs I've been trying out. I listened to a bit coming here. I like it. And then a John Denver song that I've been listening to on repeat. I've been listening to a lot of John Denver in the past, really 6 months, I guess. It's kind of a staple now of my rotation. But yeah, those are the two up next.
Like the ghost of someone dear, she comes to haunt me in my sleep. Still unable to sincerely give her heart away for keeps. Pretty girl, why? Pretty girl, why not love me? Pretty girl, why? There she leaves me twice as lonely as I was but yesterday. Keeping such a hold upon my thoughts, so near yet far away. Pretty girl, why? Pretty girl, why not love me? Pretty girl, why? Pretty girl, why?
Thank you. minstrel boy has gone to war, now burdened with his father's sword. Still she doesn't see how she can give him peace amidst the horde. Pretty girl, why? Pretty girl, why not love me? Pretty girl, why?
Colorado. He'd rather spend his time out where the sky looks like a pearl after rain. Once again to see him walking, once again to hear him talking to the stars he makes and asking them for bus fare. Guess he'd rather be in Colorado. He'd rather play his banjo in the morning when the moon is scarcely gone. In the dawn, the subway's coming. In the dawn, I hear him humming some old song he wrote of love and Boulder Canyon. Guess he'd rather be in Colorado. Guess he'd rather be in Colorado. Guess he'd rather work up where the only thing you earn is what you spend. In the end, up in his office, in the end, the quiet cough is all he has to show. He lives in New York City.
John Denver. I guess he'd rather be in Colorado. I guess I'd rather be, after listening to that, oh my god. The last line. Up in his office, a quiet call. One day maybe I'll be in my office in New York City and I'll look out into the world and question, why am I not in the mountains? I'll have I was gonna say Inside Out. What's that? Is that moment in Soul, when the guy like wakes up in his office stock trading? Yeah, that'll be me, unless I stop it, which I will. So that was John Denver. Next is a Led Zeppelin song, and I feel like I play a lot of Led Zeppelin songs on here because it's pretty good, I think. This one in particular, I have a reason for this one in particular. I've recently been, because I've been listening to too much Led Zeppelin, I've been going through, not going through, but like listening to each song and like noticing the, because I feel like a lot of the songs, like, I'm kind of speaking out of my butt here, but a lot of the songs, like, have, it's not a solo, but it's like someone, like, steps up and kind of takes it away, and it's, like, a different one of the members each time, so they're all so talented, and, like, Moby Dick is one of my favorite Led Zeppelin songs, where John Bonham just absolutely goes wild. Maybe I'll play that one, too. I don't know. I think I have one. And it's awesome. And of course, the guitar solos and whatnot. But this one, I feel like, is one of those ones where you can really hear John Paul Jones kicking some bass, some crazy bass lines. And he doesn't get the respect. If he wasn't in that band, he'd probably be like a super well-known bass player. But no, he's overshadowed by the legends around him anyway. So this is the Lemon Song. So listen for that bass line. It's pretty awesome. Was not the Lemon Song. I don't know why that played. Technical difficulties. That's the song I'm at. You got a preview. That's I Fall Apart by Rory Gallagher, which I'll play for real after Led Zeppelin. Hold on, I messed this up. Okay, here we go, for real this time.
Sleep last night. I wonder how hard as I can.
Zeppelin. Yeah. Pretty awesome. Before we move on, let me tell you something. Did you know there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry. They're called microbes. And they actually play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I don't know what that last part was about, but yogurt from yogurt. Okay, cool. Anyway, next is, like I previewed, is Rory Gallagher, I Fall Apart, and then Minnie Wright Ripperton. I don't know the second song, so I don't know how it got there. No, we'll play it anyway.
Like a cat that's playing with the ball of twine. That you call my heart. Oh, but baby, is it so hard to tell the two apart? And so slowly you unwind me until I fall apart. I'm only living for the hour that I see your face, and when that happens, I don't wanna be no other place till the end of time. You'll be on my mind. Thank you.
got plenty of. Rain or shine, please bring out your love. Make it shine like the stars above. I'm only living for the moment. When I hear your voice, oh, I'm waiting. I don't have any choice, and the day is long. So won't you come where you should be? Like a cat that's playing with a ball of twine that you call. Is it so hard to tell the two apart? And so slowly you unwind it till I fall apart.
Thank you.
Ripperton. Yeah. That was in my playlist that I didn't realize. It was one of those Discover Weekly songs. It's pretty crazy. Pretty grand. Anyway, next up is a little homework. I have a exam tomorrow for my classical music and Paris and Vienna class, and I have not been studying that much, and I don't think this counts as studying, but I'm gonna play a section from Mahler's Third Symphony, a critical piece of the famous composer Gustav Mahler. Yeah, hopefully I'll listen to it and all the knowledge of Viennese operas and music will seep into my head. But in the off chance they don't, then I'll be studying a lot tonight. So yeah, there's about 10 minutes of the symphony, so the real symphony is 90 minutes long, which is pretty wild, and I had to listen to the whole thing, I'd say is worthwhile. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. But anyway, this is 10 minutes of it, so let's listen.
Thank you. Thank you.
beautiful. I almost fell asleep. Which is not good, because I need to be paying attention for my exam tomorrow. But, yeah. That was Gustav Mahler's Third Symphony. Specifically, section 2. 2 of 6. I believe, I could be wrong, I believe if I better be right, because I need to know, but I believe that portion of the, it's supposed to be like, the season's changing, and it starts in, like, the winter, or it's about some, like, animal funeral, maybe? Maybe I'm making this up, but it, like, starts, the first section is, like, in the winter, and it's, like, cold and brooding, but then that is, like, we're opening up to the spring. I think that's what that means. I'll double check that and get back to you. But anyway, we're almost out of time. So yeah, this is Under Rock. I'm Charlie Cloud. And of course, oh my god, the mic just came right off of the, oh my god. Okay, well, handheld mic now. This is 91.5 WFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, I'm gonna play a Elton John song as I leave, but yeah. Again, this is Under a Rock. Hopefully you've enjoyed.
My lady, now Marina's in a cornfield, riding in the debris, living like a lusty plow, running through the grass for hours, rolling through the hay, oh, like a puppet child. Upon each other, I can see you sitting eating apples in the evening, the fruit juice flowing slowly, slowly, slowly down the fronts of your body, living like a lusty fly, running through the grass for hours. Child. When the rain falls down, watching out the cat on town, and she's far away somewhere, in her other down, and she dreams of crystal streams, of days gone by, when we would lean, laughing, fit to burst, upon each other. Nestle in the cradle of your cabin, my arms around your shoulder. Whoa, the windows wide and open, while the swallow and the sycamore, whoa, are playing in the valley. Oh, I miss ya and Marina like the king bear misses honey.
to burst upon each other.